Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Yesterday we mentioned a major theme of the Bible, that God's goodness is always available to us. We also saw that if we don't see that goodness, God will wake us up to it. And here's the really good news. We don't have to be super holy people for this to happen. The children of Israel are a good example. You might be familiar with at least parts of their story as it's related in the Bible. They were slaves in Egypt, but Moses led them to freedom. The story makes it clear that they weren't angels, however. They often disobeyed what God was revealing to them. The story relates that, as a result, they spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness before reaching the land God had promised them. The story suggests that God wasn't always thrilled with these folks, but he didn't desert them either. Here's something Moses said which shows us that. "I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." The precise historical details, whether they were wearing the same clothes for 40 years, or instead were provided with the clothing they needed throughout that period, aren't important. What is important is that, in whatever form it took, God's goodness was right there, and the children of Israel experienced it despite their less-than-perfect behavior. That's not an excuse for bad behavior, of course, but may we all, no matter what our history, see God providing his goodness to us. Amen.